Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 42. Ben Stark of Wonder Mill Films. Ben Flanagan of Aspect Radio.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
Not much, man. So I had this thought just now, and I needed to talk it out, because I might be way off here, but I might be right. And it's a simple question, and I think there's a I think there's evidence to back it up. But is Tom Cruise our greatest action movie star that's currently active?
When you say currently active, do you mean as an action movie star or just as an actor?
I guess as an action movie star, because Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, Harrison Ford, these guys are still, thank God, they're still alive, you know, and they're still active. They don't necessarily make, you know, mainly action movies, but you know, they still kind of do. So I guess they would still be considered active action stars. But, you know, if I'm making an action movie now, I'm probably, unless it's a very specific role, probably not going to call either of those guys. You know what I mean?
Well, Terminator Genesis came out in 2015. You like The Last Stand. You know, he made Escape Plan. He made Sabotage. So Arnold's still making action movies, some of which, or one of which, I guess, you like a lot. So
yeah, but if I, let's say, look, if there's an action movie script and it's, you know, and it's for a guy named, like, Johnny Hammer, you know, and he's a federal agent and needs to stop terrorists, I don't know if I'm going to call Arnold Schwarzenegger, because that's a very specific casting decision when you cast a 60-something-year-old guy.
Yeah, well, Tom Cruise is 53.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like it. I mean,
no, but yeah, answer your question, I guess, and there isn't a large pool to choose from these days, because they just don't make action stars like they used to, and you know, I'm guessing that's deliberate on the part of the studios, and that they just don't, they're not as bankable as they used to be. We don't have that Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone or Bruce Willis today where we can count on them to be the action star. I guess the closest thing to that now is The Rock, right? Dwayne Johnson, who should be as big as Arnold Schwarzenegger was right now, or even Bruce Willis or Tom Cruise for that matter, when it comes to action movies at least. But he has yet to break that mold, because he has yet to make nearly as good of movies as those actors did in their heyday, and or as good as Tom Cruise is making them right now, especially with the Mission Impossible franchise. So considering that Tom Cruise, even at his age of 53, is the star of the best action movies going right now, especially probably the best action movie franchise, unless we want to throw the Fast and Furious franchise into the mix, in that case, who do we give it to? Vin Diesel? The Rock is a part of that franchise, but I guess right now, if we're talking the face of a franchise and the best action star, then I guess by default, just because of the small sample size and because he is talented and his movies are great and his performance as an action star is outstanding, Tom Cruise is the guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking, is that his competition here is The Rock, who unfortunately, for some reason, has not amassed the body of work that can even hold a candle to the, just if you're just talking about action movies that Tom Cruise has made. You know, The Rock has maybe made one movie, one or two movies, neither of which he was really in a lead role in, that was as effective as an action movie as something like Edge of Tomorrow, which is kind of, you know, right there in the middle of Tom Cruise's action movie star filmography. So you got The Rock, you've got Vin Diesel, who really also never really took off, and he is only successful as an action movie star in the Fast and Furious movies. And then you have Jason Statham, who's, I think, pretty great, but hasn't ever really reached that kind of A level of people turning out for his movies just to see him being an action movie. And then if you just count the kind of action that Tom Cruise has done, he's tried the kung fu stuff kind of in Mission Impossible 2. You know, he does his own stunts. He's the closest thing we have to Buster Keaton. He's, you know, and I don't know. It's just staggering to me that this guy is, you know, who we're relying on for action movies. And I also can't help but think that this is something that he engineered when he started the Mission Impossible franchise. That seems to be, you know, why he made that movie, is because he needed an action franchise, and I guess it worked.
It definitely did. 19 years later, we're on Mission Impossible number 5, and he has hinted at the fact that we're probably going to get number 6, too, starting next summer. So this is exciting news for sure, especially if you're a fan of action movies, because the Mission Impossible franchise has just become one that you can count on in terms of delivering incredible stunts and action set pieces on a consistent basis. I mean, Brad Bird kind of reset the bar with Ghost Protocol, even though I rewatched Mission Impossible 3 recently, and it really holds up as a strong action movie and entry in that franchise. But Tom Cruise deserves a lot of credit for keeping it going and upping the ante every single time he makes one of these movies. I mean, the stunts have almost become even more popular than the films themselves. I mean, he's going on talk shows and talking about the stunts. They're showing featurettes before movies in theaters now on this big airplane stunt that's in Rogue Nation. So it's a big deal, and they have sort of become event stunts instead of event movies. So, and as a moviegoer, I find that really exciting, especially when they coincide with the story the way they do, especially in was it the Dubai stunt in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol on that super tall building.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it's really, I guess, how you look at it, because there are guys who probably should be that guy right now and aren't. And I guess The Rock is that guy. I mean, you said that The Rock's film catalog doesn't really measure up to Tom Cruise's action catalog. I don't think The Rock's film catalog measures up to what he did as a professional wrestler, even. and you know, and I like The Rock, and I think that he has all the potential in the world to be a great actor and a great action movie star. He should be that right now. He should be that moving forward, and I think he wants that. He just has to pick better scripts. But it really starts to get frustrating when you start going down the list in your head of who are these sort of viable action movie stars that we really have to choose from other than The Rock or Vin Diesel or Jason Statham. You start to say things like Gerard Butler, and then you stop right there and think, well, you know, He qualifies, I guess, technically, but do we really want him to figure into this conversation? And do we need to start asking ourselves, are action movie stars what they were? And they're not.
Oh, they're clearly not. I mean, I think that one of the best, cases or arguments for that is the Expendables movies, which in the last two have tried to come up with this angle that, hey, okay, there's this new generation of Expendables, and the kind of people they get for to be like the young Expendables, aka the young action stars, are people like Liam Hemsworth and other guys who I don't even know. And so I think it speaks to maybe it's just a dead genre in a way, the way that they used to make the movies. That you had, you know, guys that you went to for reliable stuff. I mean, Liam Neeson, I guess, maybe needs to be on the list, right up there with The Rock and Jason Statham. I mean, he's a guy that people go see his movies now knowing, you know, hoping for the kind of movie that he's given them before in The Gray and Nonstop and, of course, the Taken movies. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess, yeah, and Gerard Butler gets, you know, the scripts that Liam Neeson doesn't want to do, probably. It's weird, but, yeah, if you want... It's weird because if I see Tom Cruise in a movie, I'm thinking, wow, this is probably going to be a pretty good movie. And on top of that, if it's a genre or an action movie, it's probably going to be really a really great entry into that genre. And I think it's fascinating that Scientology is such a real thing that he's been able to totally do that. He's been able to totally become the action star that he decided he was going to be in 1996.
Yeah, Tom Cruise usually delivers no matter what, as you know, whether it's a performance, a movie, or just as an action star. I mean, there have been some exceptions in the action arena for sure. I mean, I'm not a big fan of James Mangold's Night and Day from a few years ago. I don't think it's a very good movie. There are some fun action set pieces, but I don't think it really amounts to much. But the Mission Impossible franchise is extraordinary in a way, in that it's so consistent and that he has been able to remain the face of it, both, you know, from an acting standpoint, character standpoint, and a stunt and action set pieces standpoint. And then you've got something like Edge of Tomorrow that he did with Doug Liman last year, which I think is a fantastic action science fiction movie. And I think by the end of that, people were kind of surprised that they liked it so much. But in the end, I started asking myself, why am I surprised? I mean, Tom Cruise is a great movie star who usually makes really good movies. So, yeah, at this point, again, I hate to keep going back to the term by default, but again, we don't have a lot to choose from, but I think even if we did, even if we were in the age of Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Willis, and Mel Gibson, and all these guys, then I think what Tom Cruise is doing right now would stand with the rest of those guys.
Well, I mean, also, I mean, the movie Jack Reacher is as close as I think we're going to get in the theater, you know, not on TV or straight to video or, you know, whatever, straight to streaming. In the theater, I think that's as close as we're going to get now to something like Red Heat or Raw Deal, you know, or the, one of those kind of just dude fights bad guys action movies. And I think as that, it's extremely effective. And you've got this, you know, huge movie star that's just content to be in this serviceable action movie that has, you know, it's a fantastic car chase and some great fight scenes. And yeah, it's again, it's so weird that we've got Tom Cruise doing that. And, you know, by all accounts, he was kind of miscast in that movie. But he still, in my opinion, pulled it off effectively. So, okay, so I guess kind of final question. If you're making a action movie actor top 10 of all time, does Tom Cruise land on that list?
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe. I wish I had the full list in front of me, but yeah, probably, I guess, because, you know, as my brother Graham on our Film Nerds text thread noted just a few moments ago before we started recording this, Tom Cruise is probably the biggest movie star that we have today just based on his entire track record and what he's doing right now. And I guess the same could be said for him as an action star. Again, I mean, if I'm going to say that his stuff today would hold up with what Schwarzenegger and Stallone and Willis and Gibson were doing back in their heyday and sort of like the golden age of action movies, then yeah, for sure. I mean, he has to be considered, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That again, I think you'd have to be. I mean, and when I say that, I'm saying, like, you know, Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger and, like I said, Buster Keaton, Steve McQueen. I mean, I think Tom Cruise has to be in that conversation. And that's, I don't know, it's one of those sentences that's just, it's shocking to think about. And
why?
But I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess I'm just resigned to Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise. But Graham is absolutely correct in that he's, well, there was a time he was the biggest movie star, and then he kind of fell from grace because of gossip. But he's totally persevered that, and now, you know, at the other end of things, when, you know, Will Smith is no longer really the guy that everybody hoped he would be in terms of, like, movie star, yeah, it's Tom Cruise stands tall. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is making movies that are, you know, barely making $20 million, but here's Tom Cruise. You know, he's been doing it, and he's still doing it, and yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not surprised because I dislike him. I'm just surprised that this guy that started his career as basically maybe the next Dustin Hoffman has gotten to a point in his career where he's the next Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah, well, I was watching his interview with Jon Stewart on The Daily Show this week, and he starts out saying, look, I love the stunts, I love the action movies, they're all great, but what happened to Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise? You know, the more gentle movie star who wasn't blowing stuff up and doing these incredible stunts. I missed that guy. Will we ever see that guy again? And I'm curious, do you accept Tom Cruise with the role he has now as this sort of face of Hollywood action movies, or would you rather him sort of delve back into the dramas and the comedies that he sort of started out giving us?
Honestly, at this point, he's kind of trained me to not consider him that way. Although I say that, but I think he was fantastic in Valkyrie. I think I'm in the minority opinion on that. I think a lot of people think that movie is a joke and his performance was a joke.
I'm with you.
I think it's great. And I think he's one of the reasons that movie is so great. Other than that, I can't really think of the last dramatic performance that he gave. I think, you know, Collateral is an action movie, really. So,
did you miss Lions for Lambs?
I didn't see it, if you can believe it. I didn't actually run to the theater to see Lions for Lambs. I know this isn't a drama, but I didn't see Rock of Ages. Oh. And I feel like I've got a really great life because of that. What's before that? Is it Eyes Wide Shut? Is that the last, like,
and that was 1999.
Yeah, I mean, that's the last, I mean, I don't have his filmography in front of me, but that's the last drama that I can pull up.
Vanilla Sky, too.
Yeah, Vanilla Sky, yeah, the year later. So maybe that's it, but, I mean, how much of that is Tom Cruise deciding not to do something, and how much of that is Tom Cruise looking at the market and seeing, you know, Jerry Maguire kind of movies don't really exist that often anymore, if they do at all. I think if he does that, he's going to have to get in with a director that's going to have to be in a David O. Russell movie or something, you know, a director that's kind of gotten in the groove of making adult dramas and turning a little bit of a profit off of them.
Yeah, for sure, and Tom Cruise is a unique enough movie star to where you can ask, could Cameron Crowe have pulled off Jerry Maguire without a personality, a presence, a Hollywood star like Tom Cruise? And I think, you know, you could make the argument for Tom Hanks, who I think might have been on board for Jerry Maguire before Tom Cruise took the role, but, I mean, he's just really unique, and I think that we're going to look back on him as one of the greatest movie stars of all time in terms of his acting and how he could sort of spread himself across a pretty broad spectrum of genre. And if he wants to sort of finish things off by doing this handful of action movies the way he is right now, I'm totally fine with it, because he brings a really fun element in that. Like you said, use Buster Keaton, and at first, you know, it's kind of like something that'll take you aback a little bit, but I mean, his physical performances are amazing, and his physical humor is also really good, especially in something like Edge of Tomorrow, for instance.
Yeah.
Which is a really great performance from him, but he brings so much of the humor to these action movies, even when he has people like Simon Pegg and others who are there specifically to add levity to these action movies. Tom Cruise is just as talented in that regard.
Hopefully he's got many years left in him. I mean, if his appearance suggests anything, he's going to live way beyond any of us. Yeah, he's good. He's good on the whole mortality thing. I do have to imagine that eventually he's going to have to slow down a little bit. And, you know, I'd like to see him, you know, take a more passive role in the Mission Impossible movies, depending on, you know, who else they can get to be in those, because I think now at this point it's that brand is so much built around Tom Cruise does cool things that it's going to be tough to, you know, re-educate the audience on how to watch a Mission Impossible movie. But I'd like it to be kind of his gateway to, you know, the kind of roles that Paul Newman kind of took in the 80s and 90s, a more reflective kind of older. Yeah, I think that'd be exactly the kind of end of career run that he could do as a dramatic actor, and finally maybe get that Oscar that he's kind of given up on at this point, you know?
We forgot about The Last Samurai.
Yeah, that was that was almost an action movie too, though.
Almost. The action was probably the better thing about The Last Samurai.
It was. Well, I guess I'll wrap up with this question. What needs to happen to his career for him to be in an Expendables movie?
Hey, if Harrison Ford will be in an Expendables movie, why can't Tom Cruise be in one?
I know. Yeah, I think he belongs. Like I said, that's the point of this whole conversation. I think he belongs in one of those movies at this point. I don't think he needs those movies, and I don't think those movies can afford him. So I think unless, you know, he has a Mel Gibson level, you know, tirade, then I don't think we're going to be seeing him anytime soon.
He's come close to his moments, not you know, not the racial tirade end of it, but
oh sure, yeah, yeah. I think
public relations battles.
I think something like Going Clear level would have to come out about him personally for him to drop down to the level where he's going to need to do one of those movies. But
do you think that do you consider War of the Worlds, other than being an early Spielberg movie, do you consider it an action movie?
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. I think he's fantastic in it as a dramatic actor, but I think that the action is kind of what brings people to that movie. I wouldn't call it, you know, on the par of a Jerry Maguire or Rain Man, you know, if that's what we're calling Tom Cruise dramatic roles.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're totally right. Even though,
so that was just
maybe
an excuse for you to bring up that bizarre misunderstanding from like 17 years ago.
I'm sorry. What can I say? But so did Tom Cruise ever, I'm just curious, I know we're running out of time here, but did he ever fall out of favor to you as a movie fan?
Yeah, I think so. I think after Mission Impossible 2, that movie really, it was so much teeth and it was so much hair.
Dude, that movie is awesome.
It's got some cool parts, but it's such a vanity project, it seems like to me, that I was just, the thing I loved about the first Mission Impossible was, you know, the spy stuff, and then it happened to have Tom Cruise in it, but the Mission Impossible 2 is so much about his image and how cool of a guy he is. He climbs, you know, the Grand Canyon to check his voicemail. That's how cool this guy is. And it was just a little too much. And so for a while there, I was a little burnt out, but then Minority Report came along and I was like, okay, fine. I'm good. He's fantastic. And then Collateral is my favorite of his performances. And that was just a few years after that. So yeah, and then, you know, I guess in 2007, Lions for Lambs came out, and I was like, oh, wow, that's the first Tom Cruise movie I haven't really wanted to see. But then the next year, he totally kind of turned his image upside down and did Tropic Thunder and then did Valkyrie. So, yeah, no, I think he's been pretty consistent.
Well, first of all, I don't understand how you could dislike a remake of Notorious. And B,
is that what it is? Are you saying, wait.
Oh, totally.
Wow, that is astute.
No, yeah, I mean, yeah, no, I love Mission Impossible 2. I think it's great and has incredible action sequences and is a really fun star vehicle for him. And it's a fun spy movie on top of that. You know, it's really funny. You mentioned the climbing thing, how he is climbing the Grand Canyon to check his voicemail. I was watching Ghost Protocol on FX last night, and there's a scene where he climbs out of a building and he's trying to escape from a French government agent or police officer, and he has nowhere to go, and he's like 10 stories high, and he looks everywhere, and all, he can't, you know, he there's no escape. And I'm just like, buddy, you climbed the Grand Canyon like it was nothing 2 movies ago. Find the crevice.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. You're saying that Ghost Protocol makes Mission Impossible 2 not canon.
Well, yeah. It kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Retconned it.
Yeah, it just kind of tiptoes on the line, as it were. So that's what this has all been about.
Mission Impossible 2 never happened. All right. Cool, man. Well, thanks for helping me work this out. I'm actually in the theater parking lot right now about to buy my tickets for Rogue Nation tomorrow on IMAX screen. Because like
you
said, I'm one of those saps that when man does dangerous thing, I want to see it on a big freaking screen.
I thought you weren't going to see it this weekend.
Hey, babysitter worked out.
Oh, you know? Man. That's big.
Priorities.
For more from the Film Nerds, go to filmnerds.com and aspectradioshow.com.
All right, cool. This might need to be kind of quick, but we'll see what happens.
All right, then.
All right. All right, 3, 2, 1. Hey,
are you merging?
What? Yeah, I merged. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for asking, though. Okay.